festival that's happening.
My poem's only short, and it's just like in response to what has happened today. In this climate change, bootleg my books, find consciousness in the media. Our stories will always exist, like the crescent moon to the stars. Our consumption is rights to be justified. Empower the young, implant history. Lock them with words, and they will carry the legacy.
Hello, my poem is a bit long, and it's more in response to the first part of the day. So anyone who's in the second part of the day, don't feel offended or left out. We turn to our poets for the truth and observation, wordplay and criticism, stories and rhythm. It's always a pleasure to see a room full of writers, artists and thinkers, preferably all classes and colours. I would have liked the time to hear answers to audience questions, points that were louder than bombs and rebuttals and robust discussions, but maybe that didn't happen because there's been enough to mull over. We know what needs to be done and the ground is fertile for the doing. It shouldn't be the fifth or sixth of these events without the presence of teachers. Instead of asking of our importance, let us walk importantly. No need to define legacy, just check the children attending your workshop every week. Storytelling starts at home and is ingrained in our psyches. Let the children know the love and the craft and explore our libraries before hearing about art in economy speak. I want to hear more about the house of leaves and people stripping lead and making tools from their boundaries. I think we all agree that enhanced ebooks will supersede TV before the true souvenirs of our readership. The most interesting part of that discussion was hearing about the surfer farms and the East African conflict, and I will be going home to research it. And staying out of Amazon's hands doesn't have to mean congregating in half-baked rooms, no allocated food, hoarding 20-year-old moods. Please give me a reason to come to an event like this again. Maybe next year we'll give out writer survival kits, including rhinoceros skin. The next time I hear a debate on one of these topics, I would like it to be broadcasted on TED.
My piece is a lot shorter. Okay. Before I told you the price of my words, I was hungry to feed you with multicoloured stories. Before I invited public critique through ebony spectacles, I wrote purple prose and maroon tinted poems in neon notebooks for me first, and for you second or third or fourth. As the plots progressed through the khaki peaks of the setup, I struggled against the crimson altitude of conflict. The adjudicator suggested I begin a yellow-bellied descent to work my issues out with characters that are just like me. I confine my resolutions to the smallest shelf of a niche bookstore. I retreat reluctantly, and we resolve here and now